Lesson 11. Boiled, baked, mashed, or French fried. Potatoes rank with rice and wheat as one of the world's main food crops. They are highly palatable and nutritious, providing vitamin C, protein, thiamine, and amino acids. In addition to being served alone, potatoes are also ground into flour that can be used in baking and as a thickener in sauces and soups. Recently, this plebeian vegetable has become fashionable in culinary circles. Many supermarkets now offer a wider range of potatoes because of their popularity. Snowflake, Black Russian, Pink Pearl, and Mrs. Moher's Yellow are just a few of the more than 200 varieties currently available. Gourmets have even enjoyed 7-course all-potato dinners prepared by great chefs, beginning with potato soup and ending with potato and black truffle ice cream. The importance of the potato dates back centuries. Indigenous to South America, the potato was first cultivated there by agrarian societies as early as 1,800 years ago. The potato was introduced to Europe in the 1500s, where it was initially viewed with grave suspicion. Those who denigrated the potato falsely accused it of being poisonous and the cause of the prevalent diseases of the time. Eventually, however, Europeans came to appreciate the potato's manifold virtues. They learned that it had many advantages over the grains they relied on at the time. Potatoes could be stored easily over the winter, and they were not as subject to spoilage due to insects or disease. In addition, 1 acre of potatoes produced 4 times as much food as an acre of wheat or rye. In 1777, Austria went to war with its neighbor, Bavaria, over who could become the next Bavarian monarch. There was relatively little fighting during this war because the two countries spent most of their energy stealing potatoes and other supplies from one another. Ultimately, Austria and Bavaria ran out of potatoes and the conflict settled into a stalemate. This event was popularly known as the Potato War, although its grandiloquent title is the War of Bavarian Succession. A tragic event related to the potato was the Irish potato famine in the mid-19th century. The British government controlled Ireland and forced the Irish to maintain relatively small farms. As a result, the cultivation of the potato burgeoned in Ireland because it yields a relatively large amount of food in a small amount of space. By the mid-19th century, the people of Ireland had become economically dependent on this crop. The typical Irish peasant family of the period sustained itself almost exclusively on a diet of potatoes. Then, in 1845, a disaster of cataclysmic proportions struck. Blight, a plant disease affecting the leaves and roots, destroyed the entire Irish potato crop. Over 1 million people died of starvation and related diseases because of the British policies on Ireland, which treated the poor harshly and played a role in bringing about needless deaths. To escape the scourge, an equal or greater number of Irish emigrated to other countries, mostly to the United States. In Peru, the birthplace of the potato, scientists at the International Potato Center at Molina worked to preserve the vegetable's full genetic diversity and to create new hybrid forms that are disease-resistant and can thrive even in tropical as well as temperate climates. Although it is a panacea for world hunger, the potato plays a significant role in fulfilling the world's nutritional needs.